Hi, it's Guy Raz here with the TED Radio Hour. Here's a preview of what we're working on for next week's show. It's all about turning points and the idea that you could live two different lives in one lifespan, one before and one after. And it features amazing stories from TED speakers who all went through that turning point, like this one from Joshua Prager, who was just riding a bus one day.
Then all of a sudden, there was this incredible bang. And my head jerked back over my seat, and the third and fourth vertebrae in my neck broke. I remember as I flew through the air, my head was bobbing on my neck. In an instant, everything changed.
We don't know why they didn't torture me before they removed me or how it hadn't come to my turn, but I was removed before they electrocuted me. And then taken to solitary confinement in the very prison that now houses the dictator, the former dictator of Egypt, Mazra'a Torah prison. And I was put in solitary confinement for 3 months, after which we were charged. And the charge, to quote from the Arabic of it, which I still remember, roughly 8-9 years later, the charge was tarwij bil qawli wal kitaba li jama'atin ghayri mashru'a, which means in English, propagation by speech and writing for a banned organization.
Imagine a plane full of smoke. Imagine an engine going clack, 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 clack. Well, I had a unique seat that day. I was sitting in 1D. I was the only one who could talk to the flight attendants. So I looked at them right away, and they said, no problem, we probably hit some birds. The pilot had already turned the plane around, and we weren't that far. You could see Manhattan. 2 minutes later, three things happen at the same time. The pilot lines up the plane with the Hudson River. It's usually not the route. He turns off the engines. Now imagine being on a plane with no sound. And then he says three words, as unemotional three words as I've ever heard. He says, brace for impact.
And any depressive will tell you that they begin ruminating about things and going over and over and over. I had always felt, I've got to give in to this thought. I've got to go over it again and again. But now I thought, well, why don't I just blow it away? And I said, I know the formula.
A turning point from surgeon and writer Sherwin Newland. We'll also hear from former Islamist activist Majid Nawaz and a man who was on that U.S. Airways flight that landed on the Hudson River back in 2009. That's all next week on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.